Their heart. I don't want to take a whole lot of time, but if you will, turn to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 and through 4. So, y'all pray for us tonight. I did get to study a little bit this afternoon, not like I wanted to. Brother Toby was talking about this morning how you never know what a fellow's been through or what your mother's been through or whatever before they come to church. We got home this afternoon, and our refrigerator decided to let it overflow with water, and our whole basement was flooded. So I've been vacuuming up about 40 gallons of water about all afternoon. So nevertheless, we're here tonight, and by the grace of God, and got to study still. And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. And things like that don't bother me. I just smile and say, well, we'll just go on for the Lord. Amen. And that's all that we can do. So let's turn here to the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 3 through 4. If you will, stand with me, and we'll read here in the Word of God. Chapter 12, verse 3 says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor nix unto his house. Take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your scripture, Lord. And God, you've been good to us, and I give you praise and glory for everything you've done. I ask you, God, just to bless tonight and help me to preach one more time. I'm so unworthy to be in your presence, much less standing behind a sacred desk, Lord, to bring your word and bring forth the word of God. But Lord, I ask you, pray, nevertheless, you count us faithful some reason, some way, Lord. And I'm asking you, God, one more time, let the Holy Spirit abode upon me, Father, that I wouldn't preach what I would have to say tonight. But Lord, that it not only come from my heart, but Lord, that it come from heaven tonight. And Lord, I pray, God, that not only would it come from heaven and through my heart and through my mouth, Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, let it hit the target tonight and hit the heart of the ones that it need to help tonight, Lord, I pray. We'll give you the glory and the praise for it all. Let us go away saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. God, let me go away saying, thank you, Lord, for being with me one more time. And let me to go away giving you all glory for anything that's accomplished, God, tonight. Lord, Father, it ain't about me or anybody else tonight. It's all about you. And I pray, God, that I'd be able to uplift your name for a little while, God. Lord, I'd get on your hands, Father, and you'd help me to preach Calvary. And Lord, you'd help me to preach the Lamb tonight. We'll give you the glory. I thank you, God, for your goodness and your graciousness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross of Calvary. We give you the praise for everything that's accomplished, for it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight.
God bless you.
Of course, here in Exodus 12, verses 3 and 4, we're finding out a little bit about the Passover and what was to take place. And just to give you a little history on this, if I may, you're supposed to take a lamb. Each household was supposed to have a lamb and take a lamb, and they keep this lamb, if you read on over there, they used to keep this lamb until the 14th day of the month. And then they'd go out and kill the lamb, and then they would take the blood, of course, and put it on the doorpost. They'd put it on the both sides of the doorpost and up above the doorpost of the household. And of course, the reason for that was so that they would be covered under the blood. It was a day of atonement. It was a day that they were to be looked over, passed over by the death angel, and of course they were covered by the blood of an unblemished lamb. Even in verse 5 it says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year." Right. And of course we know that this is a picture and a type type of Jesus Christ, and that it paints the perfect picture of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, dying for our sins on the cross of Calvary, and that He died on the cross of wood, the doorpost, if you will, shedding His blood for our sins, and all that accept the Lamb shall be covered by the blood. Amen. I'm believing that gospel story tonight. Not only that, they were to roast the lamb and eat it and burn anything that was left the next day, the next the morning. Any remains, they were supposed to burn them out. And I got to thinking about all this, and I even can picture. Can you imagine those families the day that the dad was out there and he has taken the blood of the lamb and he was putting it on the doorpost? Can you just imagine that? And there, I can just imagine if it was me standing out there and I was putting the blood on the doorpost up, down, one side and the other, and over the top. And I could just see my boys standing there and watching me doing that and saying, "Daddy, what is this all about?" And it's just to cover us under the blood. And as they walked into the household, they were going under the blood. Amen. That they would be covered. That they would be overlooked. And thank God tonight. I'm glad that we serve a Savior tonight that's able to redeem His people, who's able to help them overcome sin. I'm glad that we serve a God tonight that's able to help us overcome the sin of this world, the Satan of this world. Amen. He's God tonight, and He is our Savior. And I want you to know tonight that it still takes the blood in order to be saved. It still takes the blood of Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven and to be covered. Amen. I want you to know the only way, the only remedy for sin, the only way to get rid of sin is through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. But the thing that caught my eye about this scripture tonight wasn't all that. I've heard this preach, and you have too, many, many times. But there's one scripture here, one phrase I want to draw your attention to that caught my attention. One specific phrase in particular that I'm very interested in tonight in verse 4. It said, "And if the household be too little for the Lamb." If the household be too little for the Lamb. What it's saying tonight, it said that there's a household that's just too little for the Lamb. He said, "Let him and his neighbors next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the Lamb." But I'm interested in that little part where it said, "If the household be too little for the Lamb." I want you to know tonight, I have found some things in my life. I've found some things around me that's just too little for the Lamb tonight. I have found some things that are just too little for the Lamb tonight. In other words, there has been too much Lamb for many things in my life. Amen. Too much Lamb for many things in my life. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm here to tell you that there's too much Lamb for several things. I'll just give you three or four things and I'll sit down and be done tonight. But let me say, first of all, I found out there's too much Lamb for my heart tonight. Too much Lamb for my heart tonight. Hey man, what are you talking about, preacher? I want you to know when I got saved, the Lord moved in. He saved my heart. He moved in and saved my soul. But I found out I can't hold the Lamb. I found out my heart can't contain Him. I found out my heart cannot maintain Him. Amen. There's too much Lamb for this heart of mine. And there's too much Lamb for the heart of yours. Amen. I want you to know somebody tries to act like they have. They're the only ones that God's ever saved. They act like God's the only one that's ever saved their soul. And they can, they try to bottle Him up and say that we've got Him here now. But I want you to know, you You can't put him in a bottle. You can't put him somewhere off in a corner. Amen. He's too much lamb for your heart tonight. If you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God and you've been born again, I'm telling you, when he moves in, he's going to have to come out. Glory to God, because there's too much lamb for this heart of mine. You want to know why I shout sometimes? You want to know why I cry sometimes? You want to know why I raise my hands and shout praises unto God? It's because I found that I got too much lamb in my heart for me to ever contain him, to ever maintain him, and to ever hold. Glory to God, I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm getting some good services where there's preaching and singing, and I had to shout it out for a while because there's too much lamb, too much lamb for me to just sit back and do nothing. Amen.
Yes,
the reason we can't worship God and the reason we can't serve God and praise God is because we filled our hearts and our minds with the things of the world and the cares of this life. But I'm telling you, if we'll ever get a hold of the horns of an altar, amen, and get a hold of God and the blood of Jesus and just get to thinking about what he's done for us. And how he saved our hearts. And how he saved our souls. I'm here to tell you, pretty soon he'll start swelling up within us. Pretty soon he'll start overflowing in our hearts, in our lives. And you'll know all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're letting out a shout and saying, "Woo! Glory to God, I got to tell you, he's too big for this heart of mine." Hallelujah. Amen. Can't contain him. Can't hold him back. I believe you witnessed just a little bit of that this morning. Amen. Brother Eddie's over there. That's how the blue just jumped up and said, "I got to tell you, I got it right over there. I remember when the Lord saved me and the Lord woke me up this morning." I'm telling you, he's too much lamb for your sleep. Amen. He'll wake you up in the middle of the night and you'll get to shouting and rejoicing over the things God's done for you. You know why? Because there's too much lamb for your heart. Too much lamb, amen, for your household. Amen. Amen. I know it's right tonight. Amen. Too much lamb for the heart. Sometimes he'll just keep pouring more lamb in. He'll just keep pouring more and more lamb in. And it starts overflowing. If you ever get a dose of the good Holy Ghost and get born again and get a good dose of this lamb, you'll find out you're not able to hold it in your heart. There's too much lamb for the heart. Let me say, second of all, there's too much lamb for the household. Amen.
Right.
Too much lamb for the household. There's been many a household find out once they got saved. I'm talking about saved people tonight. Yeah. Amen. I'm talking about saved people tonight. Yeah. If you ever get saved, it will change your household.
Amen.
It will change your household. Suddenly things get rearranged. Suddenly you're not doing the things you used to do. Amen. I'm telling you that we've got a lamb tonight. We got a Savior tonight. When he moves into your household, it will not contain him anymore. Amen. There's too much lamb for the household tonight. Let me tell you something. There's too much a lamb for the household. It's a drunkard's household. The drunk can't drink in his household no more because there's just too much lamb in the household. Amen. I want you to know the dope addict just can't take dope anymore in his household. Why? Because if he's ever been born again, there's been too much lamb come in here, and too much lamb in here overflows into the household, and you can't dope and you can't drink like you used to because there's too much lamb. Glory to God. God tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, if you've been a dirty dancer, amen, you can't dance in your household no more. You can't even do it at home no more because there's too much lamb. Too much lamb for the household. Can't watch certain movies. Can't see, watch certain TV anymore. And it ain't because of rules and regulations by legalists or anything like that. But it's simply because there's something on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's too much lamb on here. In here they'll let you buy with it. Amen. Too much lamb for the household. It totally rearranges your thinking. It totally rearranges your household when the lamb gets in. I'm telling you, not only that, when there's too much lamb in the household, unsaved family members cannot stand to be around it because it just gets to overflowing. It gets to overflowing, amen. Yes. Amen, I'm telling you, unsaved family members can't be around you anymore. They just can't stand to see the sights of you. You know why? Because there's too much lamb in here. You can't help but talk about him. You can't help but testify about him. You can't help but bow your head and say grace at the table and begin to cry and to begin to thank God for all the good things he's done for you. And next thing you know, those unsaved family members just can't handle it no more. You know why? Because there's too much lamb in the household.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. I want you to know I want a household that has too much lamb. Amen. I want a heart that's got too much lamb because I want it to overflow. I want him to show out. I don't want nobody to see me tonight. I want you to see the Savior tonight. I want you to see the Lamb of God that died for my sins. Amen.
That's right.
Too much lamb. For the heart. Too much lamb for the household. Let me say, third of all, there's too much lamb for your hurts and heartaches.
Yep.
Amen. Too much lamb for your hurts and heartaches. He is more than enough to heal any disease or sickness.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You want to know? I know he don't do it all the time. And God has His own ways and His has His own will. And He does as He pleases. Nobody ever dictates to God what to do. Amen. God does what He wants to do because He is God. But there have been times, glory to God, there's been somebody had cancer or somebody with a sickness and they called out unto God and they found out that He was too much lamb for the cancer. Too much lamb for the sickness. Hey, let me tell you something. They've been healed over here in this world. But I want to tell you something else. He's too much lamb for their cancer and sickness because if they do die and go on to be with the Lord, they don't have cancer in heaven. Amen. They don't have sickness over there. There are no hurts. There's no heartaches. There's no pain. We're going to a land of no mores. Amen. I want you to know He's more than enough to heal any disease. He's more than enough to heal any sickness, any pains, hurts that you've got tonight. There's too much lamb for cancer to ever overcome us. Amen. I want you to know He's more than enough to feed a family like yours and to feed a family like mine. There's too much lamb for us to go hungry. Woo! Glory to God tonight. I want you to know the righteous have never begged bread. His righteous have never been forsaken or seeking for bread. His righteous don't go hungry tonight. I want you to know God's big enough to feed a family like yours. And He's big enough to feed a family like mine. Glory to God tonight. He's big enough tonight. There's just too much lamb for God's children to go hungry tonight. Amen. He's more than enough to pay your bills tonight because there's just too much lamb to let you suffer. There's too much lamb to keep you. Amen. I believe if a man will work, if a man will labor and trust in God, God will provide a way. God will help you through those times. There's just too much lamb for you to go hungry. There's too much lamb for you to be without tonight. He's more than enough to save your loved ones as well. Amen tonight. Some of you think, well, he's gone too far. He's done too much. I just don't see how the Lord's going to save him. I'm telling you, God's big enough to save the vilest sinner that's ever been. I don't care what he's done or where he's been. Glory to God, I still believe there's a God in heaven that can reach down in the heart of man and take out the old ugly black sin in their life and wash it whiter than the snow with the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. There's too much lamb. Too much lamb. And He'll save them. Amen. He's more than enough to work out any problems you have to. I don't know what your problems are tonight, but I know there's too much lamb for Him to go around. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. If you're saved tonight, you have more than enough lamb to handle all your hunger, your hurts, and your heartaches tonight. There's enough lamb to go around. Thank God we ain't going to run out of the lamb tonight, Brother Toby. They ain't going to run out of the Lamb. And His blessings, and His grace, and His mercy. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. There's too much mercy. There's too much grace. Amen. I'm telling you, there's just too much Lamb. And it never, 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 never runs out. Glory to God. I like that song they sing. Every day it starts all over again. Amen. There's just too much Lamb. It don't run out tonight. Amen. It won't run out tomorrow. I don't know how long time's going to last. I don't know how long this world's going to keep spinning. But I do know tonight there's just too much Lamb for us to ever run out. He'll take care of us. He promised to be with us to the end. Woo! Glory to God. You know why He promised that? Because He knows there's just too much Lamb tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. I'm coming to a close. Let me say, fourth of all, there's too much Lamb for the hellish hurdles in life. Too much Lamb for the hellish hurdles in life. What are you talking about? Let me say, first of all, there was too much Lamb for the fire. What are you talking about there, preacher? What about those three Hebrew boys? Went up to the king there, and they said, "King, we just ain't going to bow. Just not going to do it." You know how they had a secret in their heart, and the secret was this. They knew they had too much lamb for the king. And they had too much lamb for the furnace. Amen. So they threw them in the fire. But let me tell you something. Three went in. But they had too much lamb for them to ever roast. Amen. Not only were the three marching in the fire, but there's a fourth man likened unto the Son of God.
Yes.
Let me say, it was the Lamb of God. As in the fire with them. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you tonight, I don't know what kind of fires you're going through in your life, but He's been tested before, and there's just too much lamb for you ever burn in the fire. Amen. The fire may not cease, and you may go through the fire, but praise God, you won't burn in the fire because there's a lamb in there with you. Amen. You have too much lamb to ever roast in a burning hell tonight, whether it be on earth or whether it be in the outer darkness. Amen. There's a lamb tonight, and there's just too much of Him for us to ever burn in the fire. Not only is there too much lamb for the fire, there's too much lamb for the fight. Amen. Every day we fight battles, don't we? Mind battles, spiritual battles, principalities and powers. Amen. We fight those battles day after day after day. But let me tell you something. God's done proven that He's too much for the fight as well. Yeah. Amen. What about David over there? He just had too much lamb for Goliath to ever defeat him. Amen.
Right.
But David didn't go up there against Goliath in his name or by his own ways or his own will. But he said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord." Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, because David knew he had too much lamb to ever be defeated. While all the others, all of Saul's men, the King Saul and all those men, they didn't know what they was doing. Wringing their hands and saying, "Boy, how are we going to overcome this Philistine? How are we going to overcome Goliath?" Oh, David said, "Put me out there. I just got too much lamb for Him to ever overcome me. I believe the Lord's on my side. I believe I can fight that battle." You know why? Not by me, but because of the Lord's on my side. And I'm not going to go with Him with sword or shield. I can't even wear that stuff. I don't have room for the armor. But I do know how to use this little slingshot. And I do have the Lord on my side. And so he went up against Goliath. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, and the Lord proved once again there was too much lamb for the giant. Amen. Amen. I want you to know Goliath underestimated the enemy, didn't he? See, Goliath, when he was facing David there, he thought he was facing David. He looked at him and laughed. He made fun of him. Everything else, because he thought he was looking at just a boy. But I'm going to tell you tonight, he underestimated his enemy because he didn't realize who he was really fighting against was the Lord. And the Lord was the one he was fighting against. And there was just too much much land for Goliath to win, amen, because Goliath was going down in defeat. He wasn't fighting David, he was fighting the Lord. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're lost and on your way to hell tonight, and you come down here to Truth, a Baptist church, and you hear preaching, and you go away, and you're all troubled, and you're all mad, and sometimes you get aggravated at the preacher, or you get aggravated at this or that one. I'm here to tell you, you're not fighting against them. You're fighting against the Lamb of God, and you will not win. You know why you won't win? Because there's just too much lamb. There ain't no way you can whip him. Amen. Amen. A losing battle. I'm telling you, Goliath found out. He underestimated his enemy. He thought he was fighting a boy, but he was fighting the God of the universe. And there ain't no way he could win against him. Goliath had an unsheathed sword as well. Did you know that? He never drew a sword. But David did. David drew his sword out of Goliath and he cut off his head. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, too much lamb on David's side. David pulled it out and cut off his head. You know how come David could? Because there was just too much lamb on David's side. Goliath had an unprotected mind. I heard a preacher say this. He said that stone, he said that mine wasn't protected right there. The one place wasn't protected, and that stone come and lodged right there. But the Bible says, if you read, that the giant fell forward. Amen. He didn't fall backwards. Most time when we get hit, we fall backwards, don't we? But one preacher said this. He said, when he got hit in the head, I said, it wasn't that stone that knocked down Goliath. It was the Lord who come along, slapped him upside the head, backside the head, and made him fall forward. It was the Lord that won that battle. Amen. I'm telling you, David had too much lamb on his side for Goliath to ever win. Amen. I'm telling you, too much lamb for the fire. Too much lamb for the fight. But let me say, last of all, it's too much lamb for the fateful final day. Too much lamb for the death to hold him in a tomb. Amen. They couldn't contain the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the God of all universe, in some little hewn out place in the side of a mountain with a stone over it. What were they thinking? What was the devil thinking? There ain't no way you could contain the God of the universe in a place like that. They said he is dead. Oh, he was dead, but he was too big. Amen. Too much lamb for the devil to defeat. Too much lamb for death to hold him in a tomb. And too much lamb for the darkest dungeon of a dreadful day in hell to ever defeat Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, there was too much lamb for the death to hold him. Too much lamb for the devil to hold him. Amen. There's too much lamb. I liked what that said. If the household be too little for the lamb. I found time and time again in my life when I thought everything was falling apart, there was just too much lamb for things to fall apart. Too much lamb in my household for it to fall apart. Woo! Glory to God. Brother Toby was talking about this morning. You ever had those times when God just swooped in and turned everything around at the last minute when you thought there was no ounce of hope of it ever working out? All hope was gone and you was totally helpless. And God swooped in and God moved and the Lamb moved in. And all of a sudden you knew beyond all doubt it was God that moved. And you knew it was God that worked out the thing. You knew it was God. It wasn't by circumstance. It wasn't just by coincidence or anything. It was God that did the thing. You knew that God did it all. I'm here to tell you tonight, friend, in those times, that's when you know you got too much lamb on your side. Too much lamb on your side. Amen. Can you agree with me tonight? I'm coming to a close. Can you agree with me tonight that he's just too much lamb for the heart? Can you agree with that tonight? Can you agree with me tonight that he's just too much lamb for your household and my household? Can you agree with me tonight that he's too much lamb for the hurts and the heartaches and the hunger in your life? And the hellish hurdles, the fights and the battles you're fighting and the fires you're facing and the fire darts of hell that are coming your way. Can you agree with that tonight. And can you agree that he was just too much lamb for the final day of death? Yes. Guess what? He's going to be too much lamb for the day of resurrection. Amen. Amen. So let me ask you this. If you really believe that, and you really agree with that, if you truly believe you have too much lamb, then why do you doubt him?
Right.
Why do you doubt him when things go wrong? When things fall apart? How can you doubt him? How can you question his ability when he's the God of the universe and he's proven himself time and time and time again? I ain't super spiritual tonight. And I can honestly say there's been times in my life I was like, I just don't know if the Lord's going to show up or not. I've had my doubts at times. But shame on me and shame on you tonight, because he's just too much lamb for this world and the things of this world and the things that we face in this world and the battles we face in this world. Just too much lamb. And he's able to overcome every bit of it. You believe that tonight?
Yeah.
Too much lamb for the household. Too much lamb for the heart. Whatever your need is tonight, I found out he's more than enough. He's more than enough. I'm just going to ask you to stand tonight. I'm going to ask Tessa to come sing this song, if she will. I feel like this will be the song we need to sing. Brother Toby, you can come. Give invitation you want. Amen. If you need to come, come on.
When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not fully trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valley He gently led me, afraid as I could be, until I felt His loving arms embracing me. Puts my mind at ease for good, and I'll stake my very life that He's gonna take care of me. 'Cause I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. Could I ever doubt a God whose hand hold this universe? And why would I ever question His abilities when there's no place that I can go where He doesn't
Amen.
Know all those things that trouble me. He's always aware of where I am and just what I need. And I believe Him now, 'cause after all these years He's been so faithful. He's proven to be true. And nevermore will I doubt or question why, 'cause I've seen Him work before and I know what God can do. Oh yes, I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. mind at ease for good. And I'll stake my very life that He's gonna take care of me. 'Cause I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. Yes, I've been through enough to know He'll be enough.